Radio. He is the everlasting God. We set our hopes on you, Lord God, for you are the Lord is my life and my salvation. How many can say that tonight? The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Once more, we're saying goodbye to fear. Tonight I want to say goodbye to fear. Fear, goodbye. Good riddance. Good night. Get up out of here. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back. For the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? He has not given me no spirit of fear. So why do I move in anxiety and fear and doubt and unbelief when I serve the one and true living God who he said, I'm your light, I'm your salvation. I never leave you nor will I forsake you, nor will I have your seed begging for bread. Obviously, it's just one of two things. One, he's not my Lord or my salvation. Or two, I just don't believe him. I don't trust him. But know that I be confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Tonight I want you to be confident in this, that you're going to see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the goodness of the Lord in your spirit, man. The goodness of the Lord in your physical body. The goodness of the Lord in your emotions, in your mind, your will, your intellect. The goodness of the Lord in your health. The goodness of the Lord in your finances. The goodness of the Lord in your relationships. I will be confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to remain confident in that this day, Martha, that you will see the goodness of the Lord. Not only that, when the third day of September, but not the ninth month of the year, which nine means Jubilee. It's time to celebrate. It's time to have a good time. It's time to party in the Lord. Also, it's time to let your hair down and get fancy free, foot loose and fancy free for Jesus. I say, I love you, Jesus. I worship and I adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, that I love you more than anything. It's time for you to have a good time in Jesus. It's time to have a party. Celebrate good times. Come on. It's a celebration, y'all. Let's celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Celebrate the healing in your body. Hallelujah. Celebrate the breakthrough that you've been crying out for. Celebrate the miracles. Hallelujah. That you've been waiting to be manifested. Celebrate good times. Come on. It's a celebration. Hallelujah. A celebration saying the Lord is my life and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life. Oh, you know, you gotta go there. You gotta go. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You gotta go there. Who is he to you? The Lord is my almighty. He's the more than enough. He's the God that provides. You gotta, man, who is he to you today? The Lord is what? My all in all. My shelter. My rock of Gibraltar. My wall when I need protection. My door when I need it to be open. My window, hallelujah, when I need opportunity. The Lord is my life and salvation. So I said, the Lord is my rock and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Oh, God, tell you, I know you have no fear, no doubt, no anxious moments. Just trust in the Lord. Trust him for everything you need. Trust him for your healing. Trust him for your deliverance. Trust him for your breakthrough. Trust him. Hallelujah. Trust him. Hallelujah. When the doctor gives the bad news, say, trust the Lord. Hey, Lord, he meant it for bad, but you turn around for good. Get the glory out of my life. Hallelujah. I will remain confident in this, that I will see the goodness of the Lord. Before I take another step, I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord. That's got to be your mindset. I'm not going to breathe without seeing the goodness of the Lord. God manifests us. And then he told you, command you me the things concerning the works of my hands. You can begin to talk to him. You can come boldly before the throne room and say, hey, God, Lord, do it. I told you, I've been in traffic, man. coming home, and it was bad. You know, good thing I know the area, so I deviated. And even in my deviation, you know, man, this was up. I said, God, all right, Lord. This life been red too long. Sometimes I said it turned green. It happened like two or three times. I'm telling you, when you got a connection to God, man, you can just speak a thing. You can declare and decree a thing. And I ain't telling you how to use God like no lottery, but I'm just trying to tell you, once you got that relationship and you got favor with him and you connected to him, oh, man. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, but you're a joint heir to the throne. Oh, man, you got access to success. I'm just telling you. You know, the next voice you'll hear will be none other than Evangelist Maria Flint, my queen, giving us words of inspiration. Prepare your hearts to receive.
Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just praise him. Let's just praise him. Just praise him. Let's just praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Hallelujah. Whom shall I fear? No fear here. No fear here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No matter what it looks like. Hallelujah. No matter what it feels like, have no fear. God is here. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, God, because you are here, God. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, have no fear because God is here. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being here at all times. And I know we have situations and it feels horrible, like, God, how did I get here? And God, how do I get out of it? But I'm telling you, God has a way out of your way. And he's going to do it. I know sometimes I could just sit there and I start thinking and things just seem not the way I wanted to be. But I tell you what, I always know God has a ram in the bush. And I know God is doing things so big that it's going to blow my mind. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited for what God has in store. I thank God that is not what it is. I thank God that is bigger because I serve a big God, a big, big God. And I know, hallelujah, that he has not brought me this far to leave me. So I thank God that, you know, sometimes I have to think back and how I just, you have to pray, just pray and worship your way through some things. Hallelujah. You just have to pray and worship your way through. Sometimes God just needs to get your attention because he knows that you're supposed to be further along with him than you are. So he said, you know, I'm going to knock you down so that I can build you up. Hallelujah. He's going to knock you down so he can build you up. Glory to God. And I thank you. He's knocked me down. Hallelujah. I've been knocked down, y'all. And I could tell you this from experience. I've been knocked down, but when he built me up, he built me stronger than ever before. Hallelujah. He gave me something that I never had before. He gave me a Holy Ghost boldness where I was not ashamed to come to you all and say what I'm saying on tonight. There was a time when I could tell you, I would not come here and say a word. I would read what I had to read, and that was it. But I tell you, I will not sit down on God, not ever again. He gave me a mouth to speak. I'm going to speak. Glory to God. But it's only going to be words that he gives me. So I thank you, Lord God, for building me up. Hallelujah. For taking me out of that hole. Hallelujah. And bringing me into the light. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. God has done some things, y'all. He's done some things. He's moved me. He shook me. He knocked me down. He brought me up. He had me crying. He had me screaming. I had me yelling. I tell you what, but God is a good God. Hallelujah. But in the midst of it all, he let me know that he was always here with me, holding me, holding me. The joy of the Lord is my strength at all times. Hallelujah. For whoever this is for tonight, just know the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for doing a great thing, for doing a great thing. In me. I'm not talking to nobody tonight but me if it's all about me right now. But I know, hallelujah, hallelujah, whatever I went through or whatever you're going through, it's going to help the next person. So I thank you, Lord, because I'm telling you, when he brought me out brand new. And he brought me out where I could praise him, and I know I can get a breakthrough because of my praise. Hallelujah. And it even got me bold enough to pray for others. Glory to God. Glory to God. I was able to, because I used to keep my mouth closed. But I know this mouth of mine is big enough that it wasn't meant to stay closed. It was meant for me to praise God, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to praise him until I can't praise him anymore. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord. And God is saying tonight, in closeness to me, you are safe. In the intimacy of my presence, you are energized. No matter where you are in the world, you know you belong when you sense my nearness. Ever since the fall, man has experienced a gap in emptiness that only my presence can fill. I designed you for close communication with your creator. How I enjoy walking in the garden with Adam and Eve before the evil one deceived them. When you commune with me in the garden of your heart, both you and I are blessed. This is my way of living in the world. Through you, together we will push back the darkness, for I am the light of the world. We have four scriptures tonight. The first one comes from Psalms 32 and 7, and it reads, "You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with song of deliverance." My God. Romans 1 and 6, "And you also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ." Genesis 3, 8 through 9, "Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, 'Where are you?'" John 8 and 12, "When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" God is telling you, you can have the light of life. Just follow him. Commune with him. Love on him. Be with him. Hallelujah. Let him direct you. Let him show you. And let him love on you back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord God, for this night. It's going to be an awesome night. So get your ears ready. Get your hearts ready. Get your minds and your souls ready. Because God has a word for you tonight. Receive it, receive it, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. We thank God for the powerful devotions. We just thank God for understanding how she just brought us saying, amen, the Lord is our light and our salvation. And he has given us no fear. I just want to talk to you today just briefly on tonight about who had a time this week. I'm going to say, man, my week has been a long week. Top it off, it's been a long day. Who can say that? You know, myself, personally, I can say it's been a long week. It's been a long day. But the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? You know, when you know who you stand with, who you stand for, you know who your dad is, none of that stuff matter. I mean, it has been a long day. It has been a long week, and it's going to be tiresome. You know, see, I get weary. You say, but Isaiah told me about those that get weary, you know, that they don't get weary in their way of doing and a mount up with wings like an eagle. I mean, this is your time to be refreshed and renewed and restored. See, it's my time. It's my time. It's our time to be refreshed, restored, renewed. And the Father, we thank you, God. Sometimes somebody may not have had good news this week. But today, I tell you what, it's celebration time. The month of Jubilee. We're going to party all these days. We're going to party. Next week, I'm going to get a... Y'all going to be bust out there with testimonies how good God has been to you. I'm talking about it's going to be crazy testimonies. Why? Because you're chosen. The only line tonight, that means that you're chosen. If you understand my voice, that means you're chosen. The word said, many are called, but few are chosen. And if you're on this line and not on the sound of my voice, you're a part of the chosen few. You're chosen. So why would you not have testimony after testimony and praise report after praise report? So seems like many are called, but few are chosen. And guess what? We're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And you're going to help somebody else overcome next week. Somebody said, I heard so-and-so say this, and I took it for myself. How many times have you been in church of revival, and you just, it might be a prophet, and they get some of that testimony, and you just get, you don't think you're covering it, but you just receive it for yourself. I receive it for myself. Sometimes you got to do it. Sometimes you got to receive it for yourself. Sometimes we be waiting for the evangelist to speak something over you that God has already confirmed inside of you, that you just got to receive it for yourself. Heavenly Father, I decrease that you increase. We all decrease on this line, God, and that you increase. That your Holy Spirit take complete control, Father. We just give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you praise, Father. Deliver this word, God, that you have for your children. Myself first, God. You've cut me with the word already, God, but I thank you for the deliverance, God. I thank you for the healing. I thank God that we can just wait on you. We can bask in your glory. We can trust you, God. Songwriter said, I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. And the other songwriter said, great is your mercy towards me, God. And I had a friend that wrote a song called Brand New Mercies. It's what you give us every single day. So, God, just to wake up today, brand new mercies, brand new mercies, brand new mercies. Father, we just thank you. We just praise you. We just worship. For you are great, and your greatness to be praised. Brand new mercies is what he's given us every single day. And here we're going to go first, right? John 17. Jesus prays for himself. Watch this. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. Then that sounds like a celebration about to take place. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. Come on, man, that's enough to get happy about right there. Then he said, and this is eternal life. He let you know what it is. And this is eternal life, that they may know you. Oh, my God. And they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Man, listen, I had so much glory in the beginning, but I put it aside for these dying people. Man, that's enough to get happy right now. That preached right now. That's another thing that he said, man, glorify your Son. The hour's come that your Son also may glorify you. Do you wake up in the morning and say that to God? God, the hour has come. Glorify your Son. Glorify your daughter. That your daughter may glorify you. That I can just lift you up and say, if he be lifted up, he'll do the drawing. If I can just lift you up because you've glorified me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The light is on me so that as I walk, I am the light of God. As I walk, I'm the salt of the earth. He said, listen, verse 6, I have manifested your name to the man whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. Verse 9 says, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me. Look at that, man. And he's going to keep us with a keeping anointing. We always say, Lord, keep me with a keeping anointing. Look at what he's saying. How is he going to keep us? Keep through your name. He's going to keep us through his name. And what he means is that in the mighty name of Jesus. Then he said, listen, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. The most whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you. And these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I told this time for a celebration, that they may have my joy. But he said, the joy of the Lord is what, ladies and gentlemen? Your strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So you may be feeling weak. You may be feeling weary. You may be feeling tired. You may be feeling down and up. But he said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. He said, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Just as I am not of the world. I'm telling you, you got to know who you are. You got to know who you are and who you are not. Is I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Sanctify them, Lord. What I mean, separate them, cleanse them. Cleanse them how? By your truth. And what is truth, God? Your word is truth. Then he said, as you sent me into the world, I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. Verse 20, I'm telling you, look at, I do not pray for these alone. Here we go. Here where you go, believers, chosen ones. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be the one, may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. Oh, God, the world has not known you, but I have known you. And these have known that you sent me, and I declare to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you love me may be in them and I in them. Hey, I mean, we can start right now, but just being happy that he just began, Jesus knew he was being transitioned, and he just said, let me pray, man. We always talk about praying and fasting and prayer, praise and worship, and prayer that makes a difference, and prayer changes things, and pray until something happens, press until something happens, push until something happens. But he just prayed a simple prayer, but he's like, Daddy, look, remember these dying people that I always come, God, but I want you to know, I want them to know, I want to be, when you sanctify them, I need them to be separate. I need people to know there's a difference between who the Lord has called, who the Lord has chosen, who the Lord has set apart for himself. I need them to know a difference. He said, God, I don't pray for the world. They got their own faith. But God, I pray for these dying people, these children. And God, these are the ones that you have given me. I have kept them. And those that believe their report, he said, who will believe our report? Those that believe the report will continue to keep them with your word, with the anointing. Your word is the truth. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hey, listen. Tonight, if that was going to tell me, it would have been, he knows my name. But I think it's flipping that. Now, God said, yeah, I know your name, but I want to know, do you know my name? He knows you. Yes, he knows you. But do you know me? You know of me because of the scriptures. You know of me because mom and dad and your grandma and them talked about me. You know of me because you hear Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red, yellow, black, and white, they're pushing inside. Jesus loves the children of the world. Yeah, you know of me, but do you know me? Can you say, I know Jesus. I know him. I know him. When I'm down and out, when I'm in a bad place, when I'm in a good place, when I'm happy, I can just give him the glory. I can give him the praise for he kept me. He continues to keep me. He said, Lord, and he kept him. Then he said, Lord, we sanctify me. Your word is truth. And look at some examples. I'm going to talk to a brother that give me an example that God knew him. Watch this. Judges, I'm going to go to Jeremiah, first chapter. I'm going to tell you, man, listen, the words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests who were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah. In the 13th year of his reign, it came also the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Now, we talk about this part when God stepped back. Even when he stepped back, he still knew him. Now, watch what he talked to Jeremiah. We're in the 4th verse. First chapter 4, verse 6. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. He knows your name. He knows you. He knows your imperfections. He knows your doubt. He knows your fears. He knows your anxieties. He knows your pluses. He knows your minuses. He knows your pros. He knows your cons. He knows the good, the bad, the ugly, the good, the bad, the indifferent. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. But then this is what he said. Before you were born, I sanctified you. What did he say? God, I pray that you sanctify them. He said, but before you were even born, before you exited out the matrix of your mother womb, I sanctified you. And then what did you do, Jesus? Lord God, for part he was ordained, he said, I ordained you a prophet to the nations. See, I'm calling you out, and I've chosen you, I've already gifted you. You evangelist, you pastor, you prophet, you apostle, you teacher, you nurturer. I've already set you apart for such a time as this. Then said I, our Lord God, behold, I cannot even speak, for I am a youth. But what did the Lord say to him? Do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all whom I send you. And wherever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. And we said, no fear, take no fear, take no doubt, take no thought, I'm here. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pour down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. More than what the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? He began to talk to him. You know, God, you know me. He said, I know you. That's what I'm trying to say. I said, I know you. I know your name. George said, I know your name. Before you came out of the exit of Rosalie's womb, I ordained you a prophet to the nations. The prophet came and said, you got to have this fifth son. He's a prophet in your womb. I know you by name. I called you out. Before you were born, I sanctified you for such a time as this. And that's what God is saying to you tonight. It's time to get happy. And guess what? You know my name. You called me out. You chose me to do work for such a time. It's time to get happy that God called you out. It's time to get happy that God said, I see something in you before I knew you, when I formed you, when I formed you, when I was playing with you with the clay, when I reached out in the dirt and I scooped it up, when I took it and I began to blow life into you, when I blow my breath into your nostrils, when I began to let warm blood flow through your veins, I knew you. That's something to be happy about right now. You can stop right now and just begin to have a praise day. So whatever you want to do, shout, sing, glory, hallelujah. He knew me. He chose me. Hey, you think Satan don't know who you are? You think Satan don't know God chose you? Why do you think sometimes all hell feel like it's just falling down on you and coming against you like a ton of bricks? Because Satan know if you wake up and you realize that God know you, if you wake up and you realize that God chose you, you wake up and realize who you are in God, if you ever wake up and find out who you really are in Christ, man, the devil's just set to do so, the kingdom of darkness, saying, like, let me keep these folks asleep. I got to keep them asleep, because if he wake up, but if she wake up, that's damage to my kingdom. I already peeped into her destiny. She just didn't do it. I already know what her star say. I already see the light on her forehead, on his forehead. And it ain't 666. I know. But if I can stop him before he get it, if I can stop her before she realizes who she really is, if I can make her just have enough trauma in her life, enough trauma in his life, enough disappointment, enough heartache, heartbreak, heartache, enough bad news that just make them just say, God is not real, and you know, that's enough to make them doubt him. Nothing like a guy that he loves him or that he cares. No matter if it was a mom and daddy, you know, rejecting them, the spirit of rejection is all over their life. Just enough to know that he said, even then, He began to talk to him. He said, even then, when you were in your blood and struggling, he said, then that's when I took you up. I scooped you up, and I said, I chose you for me. Timothy said, man, God chose me. Whether you are pointing your finger at yourself and say, God chose me. God loves me. God sanctified me. And guess what? God knows my name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, he told Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Let's look at another brother, Brother David, right? Let's look at him in Psalm 139. And we're going to lift up the 16th verse where we're going to start in the beginning. Because he said, oh, Lord, you have searched me and know me. You have searched me and know me. You know my sitting down. You know my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down. And are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it all together. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot attain it. Then Nicodemus began to talk to God in the 7th verse, said, where can I go from your spirit? Or what can I flee from your presence? If I ascend it to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you pour out my inward parts, you cover me in my mother's womb. I will praise you. And then look what he said. Look what he done. My inward parts, and you cover me in my mother's womb. Look what I'm talking about. I knew you before you knew you. I knew you before your mama knew you. I'm already. You're going to get it. He said, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret. Hallelujah. And skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Verse 16 is what I'm talking about. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. Your eyes saw my substance. Being yet unformed, you knew me. And in your book, hallelujah, they all were written the days fashioned for me. Chapter 46, George Flint. Chapter 50, Maria Flint. I mean, you know, in your book it was written. Chapter 79, Rosa Arnold. You know, in your book it was written. Chapter 28, Keira Rice. I mean, it can keep going on and on. He said, when as yet, there were none of them. Then look how God began. He began to just love on God. I'm talking about, you don't need to say that prayer for yourself tonight before you go to bed. He said, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Ask yourself, why are you still here today? Because he chose you to do a work. He chose you for such a time as this. There's a reason why you woke up today. There's a reason why you're where you are today and you're listening tonight under the sound of my voice, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. There's a reason why there's still fresh blood running warm through your veins and the activity of your limbs. There's a reason when Mama them and Auntie Cousin them and Juju them, and they didn't make it. You can look on the news, oh, and you can see people did not make it. They didn't make it to their bed last night. They didn't get to their house this morning. I mean, whether it's via accident, via violent crimes, or could have been just that time, and it's corona stuff, but you still here. 2020 played a lot of lies, but not yours, because I chose you, and I covered you, and I protected you, and I shielded you, thus saith the Lord, for such a time as this. Now let your light shine among men, that there will be a drawing. It's time for you to draw some people to me, but you got to get drawn. It's time for you to be drawn back to me, thus saith the Lord. It's time for you to put away doubt, put away fear, put away yourself. That's right. Put away yourself. Put away flesh. And let the spirit, man, connect with the human spirit, connect with the Holy Spirit, so you can instantly obey what thus saith the Lord. For obedience is what? Better than sacrifice. And here we go. Let's talk to another brother. This brother here, God knew him, and he didn't know him. And then guess what? God, so awesome, he's not going to even give up on you till you realize who you are. This blessed me so well this week. Judges 6th chapter. Big brother Gideon. Let's watch this. Let's listen. First, then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian for 7 years, and the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. Because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made for themselves the dens, the caves, and the strongholds which are in the mountains. So it was whenever Israel had sown, Midianites would come up, also Amalekites, and the people of the east would come up against them. Then they would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza, and leave no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor donkey. For they would come up with their livestock and their tents, coming in as numerous as locusts. Both they and their camels were without number, and they would enter the land to destroy it. So Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. So sometimes you be feeling like you're impoverished. Sometimes you feel kind of low. And all God's saying right now, it's time for you to cry out to the Lord. I got healers. I got deliverers. I got people in place that have not bowed here to tell you lies. I got 7,000 prophets that have not bowed that need to bow. You are not alone. And once you realize that you have a company of individuals that love the Lord as much as you love the Lord, you got a company of brothers and sisters that are sold out, just like you are sold out, and now it's time to line up and get yourself together, say the righteous suffer violence for the violent, and take it by force. It's time, kingdom. It's time, kingdom. Verse 11 says, now the angel of the Lord came and sat on the cherubim tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash, the Abizrite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. And as the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. Look what God told Gideon. The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. First of all, Gideon was, you know, God knows you regardless. No matter where you at, no matter, this is what God told me. I know your name. I know everything about you. I know the courage that's inside of you. I know the power that's inside of you. I know the fight that's inside of you. No matter how timid you think you are, no matter how ugly you think you are, no matter how negative you, whatever negative view you have of yourself, tonight I want you to erase it because God said that's not the view I have on you. I need you to look in that mirror and I want you to see yourself the way I see you. I want you to see the power that's inside of you because he said, greater is he that's inside of me than he that's in the world. You need to see the greater is he when you look in that mirror today. Look what he said. The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. And look how Gideon responded. Gideon said to him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know, that's enough. If you with me, Lord, why are we suffering so much? You with us, why Corona just going crazy? And why the politics are going crazy? If you with us, Lord, why everybody is in disarray and so displaced? If you with us. That's what he's saying. He's saying, where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about saying? Well, the miracles they told us about from the Azusa Street Revival, and what the miracles that when Mom used to talk about how when they used to stay at the pulpit and tarry and just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And what a miracle that when blind eyes receive sight, God. And what a miracle, what was that? What is that? And then he said, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt, but now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Let's go to God told him again. Then the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours, and he shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? Somebody's going to have some dreams tonight. Going to have a dream tonight, and it's going to be a vision, and God's going to give you some direction. It's going to be full of wisdom, full of knowledge, full of understanding. He's going to show you some things that has yet to come, but about to come, and going to show you how to help people get prepared for what's about to come. He's going to give you some words of wisdom, words of knowledge, words of understanding, and it's time for you need to have a pen and paper by your bed so you begin to write it down. Oh, God, hallelujah. because you're going to be a key. Like I told you, you guys are chosen. You should have only on the side of my voice and have a pen and a piece of paper by the side of your bed tonight and even for the next 7 days. And as God begin to speak to you, you need to begin to write them down because he's going to give you some instructions, not only for you and yourself, for your family, and for those others that he has chosen, and for what the world is about to experience, that you will escape this, and you help us escape. And you said, save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? So it said to him, oh, my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed. Well, look how Gideon see himself. I want to see how small he see himself. He said, indeed, my son is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. So how are you going to choose me? How am I the one you sent? How am I going to save them? My son is the weakest in Manasseh. I'm the least in my father's house. Forget what God said. And the Lord said to him, surely I will be with you. And you said, defeat the Midianites as one man. Look how God, he said, then he said, now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talked with me. Do not depart from here, I pray, until I come to you and bring out my offering and set it before you. And he said, I will wait until you come back. That's what God said, I will wait until you come back. So Gideon began to put a meal together for God. He began to say, put a whole feast together. Like, okay, you're going to eat this, angel. You know what I mean? And if you God, and you be here when I come back, let me see if you eat this meal with me. And then look what happened. He said, so Gideon went in and prepared a young goat and unleavened bread from an ephah flour. The meat he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot. And he brought them out there under the terebinth tree and presented them. And God said, take the meat and the unleavened bread and lay them on this rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. Look what I'm talking about, man. Pour out the broth and put it on the rock. How are you going to eat this? See? So he didn't really feel like, man, you really disrespected me. I done put all this meal together, and you said me to pour it on the rock. But watch what God did. Then the angel of the Lord put out the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread, and fire rose out of the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread. And the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. Now Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord. So Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said to him, peace be with you, do not fear, you shall not die. So Gideon built an altar down to the Lord and called it, the Lord is peace. To this day it is still an oath of the Abizrites. Sometimes you got to just have an experience with God. So for you to know that you know that you know. I'm not going to call God like, man, you know of me, but you don't know me. See, because you know dedication, but you don't know intimacy. You don't know how to be intimate. And let me get into. God said it's time to know him. To know him means to be intimate. Just like when he said, Abram knew his wife and begat Isaac. So, you know, knowing is an intimate situation. You know, sometimes you look at it as intercourse. He knew her, and then he begat. But sometimes not God, it ain't about anything, but it's about to know him. It's about to get intimate with him. It's about to let him get intimate with you. It's time to lose who you are and what you thought about him and get to know him because he already knew you. He already know you. He know you by your name. He knew you when you was formed in the matrix of your mother's womb, before you were formed, before there was a substance, he knew you. He telling you, before you was that, I knew you. And I ordained you, and I called you, and I chose you. So now it's time for you to get to know him in every way. Get into the word. Get into your word. Get into praying. Get into fasting. Get yourself into yielding you to say, Lord, I want to know you in a more special way. I want to know you in a more intimate manner. Let's go back to our first scripture, was there in John 17, the prayer that Jesus prayed. And he said, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I and them. See, I think that's what he's talking about. Hey, they got to be one. And that oneness said, and that singleness, we've been single-minded too long. Now he said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. which will renew my mind. What was my mind at before? Your mind was single. It was on God before the fall of man. Your mind was lined up with the glory of God. He said, let me make man in my image and after his likeness. And that's what your mind was. So I want to be renewed by that. How can I be renewed by that? By the washing of the word. He said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So I need to be transformed by my mind being renewed, my mind being lined up with where I was from the very beginning before the fall of man. God, you know me. You know my inner parts. You know my rising and my sitting. You know when I wake, you know when I sleep. You know when I move, God. You know when I'm still. You know my name. It's like you gave me my name. You know the plan and the purpose you have for my life. And sometimes we just like, Father, I repent, Father, but in anything and everything I've done that was contrary to your purpose and your plan for my life, contrary to your will, your desire for my life and the things that you have for me to do and would have for me to do. You know my name. I yield myself to you, to your word. He said, Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world, O righteous Father. The world has not known you. Hallelujah. But I have known you. And these have known that you sent me. That's why you say Jesus is the propitiation of our sins. Jesus is the Redeemer, the crimson Redeemer. That's why we say, hey, I have a chance for salvation because of him. And then not only did he die, but he resurrected and he lived. That's why the song said, because he lives, hallelujah, I can face tomorrow. Because my God lives, all my fears are gone. And now I know who holds my future. And guess what? Life is worth the living just because he lives. Oh, as Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you. And these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name. Oh, my God. And I have declared to them your name. Abba, Father, we belong to you. I declare to them your name, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. I have declared to them your name, Jehovah Rapha, my healer. I have declared to them your name, Jehovah Nisi, my banner, my victory. And I have declared to them your name, El Shaddai, the Almighty God. I have declared to them your name, Jehovah Shammah, the ever-present God, the omniscient one, the omnipresent one, the all-powerful one. I have declared to them your name, Elohim, Elohim, the Most High, and the one and only true living God. I declare them your name, Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. You are my peace. And we declare it that the love which you love me may be in them and I in them. Shalom, to keep them through your name which you have given me. Oh, my God. Look at that. Keep them through your name which you have given me. I go to something. I need to just go to the first verse one more time, and I'm gonna be done. But he said, Jesus spoke these words, lifting up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. Life everlasting. And this is eternal life, that they may know you. See, that been cut off. Someone said, that's what that said, mind being renewed, because that got cut off down the line. But he said, that they may know you. And who are they knowing? The only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, which the glory which I had with you before the world was. And then I go to 11 verse one more time, and we're done. Said, now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. Keep them, Lord. Keep them, Lord, through your name. Hallelujah. Through your name, Father. Hey, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we just thank you right now for your keeping us, God, through your name, God. For keeping us through your name, God. Throughout the days, God. Throughout the hours, God. Throughout the trials. Throughout the tribulations, God. Throughout the disappointments, God. Keep us through your name, God. When we want to lose our mind, God. When we have to reach our breaking point, and each man has a breaking point, God. And when we reach that point, God, and all the news, God, and we want to have breakthroughs and breakdowns, God, but then keep us through your name when the breakdown turns to a breakthrough, God. When the mess turns to a message, when the test turns to a testimony, when the trial turns to a triumph, and the tribulation turns to victory. Continue to sanctify us, God. Separate us from the world, God, that we'll be fully in the Word. Hallelujah. Because your name is the Word, God. You know, they said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh. Keep us through the Word, God. Keep us through your name. My provider, my healer, my daddy. And we give you honor, Father, tonight. We'll give you glory, we'll give you praise. I pray everyone on the sound of my voice, God, those that know you, God, as our Lord and personal Savior, that they will get to know you better. Tell us about knowing you. He said that they know you. He said that's eternal life. That's eternal, that they may know you, God, that we'll have eternal life, that we may know you, that we'll live, God. That's why we can honestly wake up and say, hey, it's a blessing to be on this side of heaven, and it's a blessing to be amongst the land of the living. But then on the other hand, you got people who said, I'm in the land of the existing. But you said, eternal life, I'm in the land of the living because I know you, because you knew me and you chose me to know you for such a time as this. Father, we thank you right now, God, that we know you. We thank you even more so that you knew us and you chose us and you love us in spite of us. In spite of Gideon's thoughts, you told him, man, you're still a mighty man of valor. In spite of what Gideon said, you said, the Lord is still with you. Tonight, I want to let you know, I want to encourage you that the Lord is with you. No matter what it feel like, seem like, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the thoughts are going in your head, the battle in your mind, the Lord is with you. He's for you. And he's fighting you, but you can shout now. You can act like you're just, you can shout now. Don't wait till the battle, you can shout now. You are victorious. The ever-present God is in your presence right now, and he's fighting for you right now. He's dispatching the angels, Michael and Gabriel, the archangels, God, to fight on your behalf right now. He's putting blood shield covers around your home, shielding and protecting it from home invasions and from fires and disasters. He's keeping you, even your finances, he's keeping everything. He's keeping it with a keeping anointing because he can and because he cares for you. Prepare your heart for the increase, spiritually, physically, financially, mentally. Prepare yourself for the increase. Jabez said, oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. This is your portion tonight. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you. And I'm excited, Father, for the party. Celebrate good times tonight. Come on. It's a celebration. We give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. See your Son, Jesus Christ, most holy and righteous name, we pray. And so it is. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You might want to add to and take away, you know how to do so. You press one, and you can be recognized. If not, next voice you hear me, none other than the brother saying, give me a benediction.
Praise God for that word. Anyone want to add to? Okay. 7-4. 7430. Your line is open.
I want to thank God. Thank you for this message that you received tonight. Thank you for that beautiful word from Pastor Flint. Both are beautiful and powerful. It made me think back to something my mom told me when I was really, really young. And I understand it now more than I did way then. And she told me we're supposed to love God more than her, and more than the rest of our parents and our siblings. And at the time, I couldn't understand. I said, no, Mom, I could never love somebody more than you, never. But it was, at the time, you know, I was kind of very, very small, not huge. Childlike very, but now I understand the severity of the words he was telling me. The truth to the words he was telling me that God is the reason why she's here. God is the reason why I'm here. Without God, there will be nothing at all. And so I thank God. As you said before, I thank God for my downfalls, my those bits inside, other than that, of before. Any and God, people in your life. Placing them in the right time, in the right position. And I can't do anything to God enough, but any and everything he's done for me. For all the individuals in my life, for all the lessons he's taught. And I just want to leave it at that and say thank you. Thank you, God, and thank you for this love. Thank you for the wonderful people who you put in my life, and friends, family, even enemies, and my God. Everyone plays a part. Thank you. Thank you for everything that you have done.
Amen. 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 That's our other baby, Mr. Keeney. We praise God for you. Praise God for your obedience of joining this line. So many young people find so many other things to do, but you found it the time to get on and hear God's word. So God bless you. He's going to bless you in a mighty, mighty way because he recognized and he's pleased with you. So we thank God for you and your life, and we love you, love you, love you, love you. 6447, your line is open.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I just thank God. I just can't. The little song was going in my mind, the James Cleveland part used to sing, and it says, I can't stop loving God. I can't stop loving God. He's been so good to me. He's there for whatever I need him to be. I can't stop loving God. I can't stop loving him. Hallelujah. And through the test, I wish you could call that I'm going through right now. Hallelujah. God is just saturating me with his love and to know, I already know, but to hear pastors say the subject that he knows my name. And you know, it's so awesome. And I felt so happy and good because I was real sleepy at first. I had been up for two nights, and I didn't know if I could ever stay up to listen to the message. But when he had the message, the title is that he knows my name. And you know he does. When I tell Father God, good morning, Father, he says, good morning, Rosa. Hallelujah. And when I say, good morning, Jesus, he says, good morning, Rosalie. They both have their own name, which is still my name. But when I tell the Holy Spirit, good morning, Holy Spirit, he tells me, good morning, little boy. Hallelujah. So I guess I'm little, and he calls me little bit, but that's a special term. Those are our names. And that lets us know that God knows who we are. He knows where we are. He knows what we're going through. And he knows if we are walking by faith or if we are allowing ourselves to get anxious and upset. Hallelujah. If God knew all this that has happened, it's going to happen. He knew I was going to have the news that I got from my doctor yesterday. He already knew all these things when he told me to teach, hallelujah, on the seventh step, the seven places where Jesus slept. Oh, hallelujah. Then he said, he don't be anxious for nothing but that prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. Have I already made my request made known to God? So when I hear my daughter worship, my son worship, it just does so much. It lifts me up. And I praise God because I know that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And with the Holy Spirit and this being within me, you don't have to fear. You don't have to fear anything. I'm thinking tonight because there is no fear in my heart for whatever it is that I have to face, because I know he's got me. Hey, he knows my name. God bless you all. I may sound silly, but I'm not. It's just that I'm just overflowing with love for the Lord, because I know that he loves me, and he loves you too. And he wants you to always be of a surety that God got you. No matter how many foxes snip at your vines, kick them things out, no matter how the enemy try to come against you and cause pain or whatever, tell that rescue, take that pain, and leave your presence. In the name of Jesus, plead the blood of Jesus against them. We don't have to take it. Why? Because Jesus already made a way. He already took care of it a long time ago. God bless you. I love you. And I appreciate this word. I appreciate it.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 0279, your line is open.
He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows when I'm in sadness, when I'm in joy. He knows when I'm in pain. He knows my name, and that's all I want to say. God is good. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He knows my name. Glory to God. Anyone else? Press one and I can recognize you. All right, we just thank God for tonight. We thank God for the word. word was awesome. I told you to get ready for it because I knew it was going to be awesome. I knew God had something to say to me. So I'm thanking God and hoping that you all received what he had to say. I thank God for you all being on here because there's so many other things that you could be doing, but you chose to spend your hour here with us, and we just thank God for you. Thank God for the celebration. Celebration time, come on. Hallelujah. Celebration time, come on. Let's get ready for this Holy Ghost party. And we know a Holy Ghost party won't stop. So I thank you, Lord God, that we're going to party, party, party in you, with you, for you. In Jesus' name, glory to God, glory to God. It's going to be something awesome. It's going to be something awesome. He has some great things in store for you. Get ready for him to blow your mind. Hallelujah. Get ready. And it's going to happen this year. It's not going to wait. It's not going to be prolonged. It's going to happen for you this year. So I thank God. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. I thank God. I'm excited. Hallelujah. I'm excited for you, and I'm excited for me. Hallelujah. Because I already know the manifestation of it. Woo! Yes, Lord. The manifestation of it is going to do, you're going to come over here. Pastor's not even going to have a chance to speak on some nights because it's going to be so many testimonies flowing and the blessings flowing. He's going to be like, all right, y'all got this. Y'all got the floor tonight. Hallelujah, because it's going to be so much overjoy and so much celebration that God is just going to take over, and you all are going to have the floor. I can't wait for it. I'm excited, and I'm ready. You get ready. Thank you, Lord. So we thank you for being here tonight. God, we thank you for this word. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy. We just glorify your name. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of our sisters and brothers and their family members, their homes, hallelujah, their bank accounts, hallelujah, their pocketbooks and their purses and their wallets. The blood of Jesus, glory to God, let it overflow. Let each and every person be blessed to be a blessing to others. Thank you, Lord God. And we thank you that we will be good stewards over what you give us, Lord God. We thank you right now, hallelujah, that we are the head and not the tail. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. And we just claim it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We claim divine health. Hallelujah. We are healed by your stripes. We are walking in divine health. We are healthy. We have longevity in our lives. We are victorious. We are favored. Lord God, we thank you. We are successful. We are prosperous. Hallelujah. We walk in excellence. We are excellent. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I thank you for who we are. Because you know our name. Now, God, help us to know who you are. Glory to God. Let us know your name. Thank you, Jesus. Make me, mold me. Hallelujah. Strengthen me. Direct me. Lead me, Lord God. Lead me, Lord God. To your path. Your path, not Maria's path. Your path of righteousness. Lord God, I thank you right now. I want to be more and more like him. I want to be like you, Lord God. More and more. I want my light to shine so bright that when people see me there, know that glow is nothing but Holy Ghost boldness all over me. God, I thank you for God, Baba, Secret Aranda Baka. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in me. And I thank you, God, that you're not done with me yet. Oh, glory to God. You are not done with me yet. And God, I thank you. God, I'm excited for your people, your children, your daughters, your sons, because we are the heirs of a king. Why should we lack? Why should we be without, Lord God? We are your daughters and your sons. We are royalty. Why should we lack and not have? Hallelujah. Claim it, name it, receive it. Because it's yours, in Jesus' name. We love you. We love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Invite somebody on the line so that someone else can be blessed. Glory to God. Until next Thursday,
We love you. Be blessed. Get ready for the party. Don't even get ready for the party because the party's already started. Continue the party until next Thursday. Let's let this party get higher and higher each and every Thursday. Get excited. Get excited. Get excited for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Have a blessed night. We love you. We love you. We love you.